Obi believes that the nation isn't heading for a recession. He says it's already here.
With all the hits the economy has taken, with what's happening in housing, with what's happening in energy prices, consumer confidence at almost record lows. And when consumer confidence is that low, people pull back and then the economy starts to slide.
Obi says the Bush administration's plan to boost the economy through income tax relief falls short of a long-term solution. But he says any rebate should be given to those in need.
You need to put it in the hands of the people who need it the most, because they're the ones who will spend it, and that will help the economy move. If you put it in the pockets of people who are making $500,000 a year, they're just going to bank it. That's not going to move the economy ahead.
In a bipartisan agreement reached with President Bush, 117 million families will get tax rebates ranging from $600 to $1,200 in June. But Obi also believes money should be invested in programs that will help stimulate the economy.
There ought to be an extension of unemployment compensation. We have more long-term unemployed in this country today than we've had at any time in our history.
Obi says Washington needs to get its spending priorities in order before the economy will improve. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.